Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. This is Amin L, and welcome to Food for Thought. It's been a while now since I've come to you all with a word, but surely there's a lot to talk about, and Yahweh, through Rabbi, has given us some time, and we're going to try to cover some things. Tonight is just going to be an introduction into some of the things that we're going to be going over for the next 3 weeks. But before I get started, let's say a short prayer and get Yahweh's blessings upon this word that I'm getting ready to bring. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Heavenly Father, asking for your guidance, Heavenly Father, in all that we do, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you continue to bless this congregation, Beth Yahweh, bless our rabbis, the Morays, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless the Zakins, Brother Brown, Brother Eliezer, Heavenly Father, and the Beth Yahweh family, Heavenly Father, as you so see, dear God. Oh, Yahweh, continue to watch over our children as they can advance about this world, doing the things that they need to do, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you keep each and every one of us safe. In Yahushua's holy name, I do pray. Amen. Okay, this seems a little different to me. If someone could just send me a text, you know, just let me know that they can't hear me, I won't feel as though I'm alone. Right now I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the wall and watching the clock, and I just feel alone. There's nothing, you know, no noise or anything. But if someone could just shoot me a text and let me know that I'm being heard, I would appreciate it. Before I get into my lesson tonight, there's a few things that I would like to just say to the congregation as Zakim. I had a conversation with a rabbi about some of this. As a congregation, we're truly blessed. You know, we're blessed in the fact that we have a leader who Yahweh is blessing in a tremendous way. You know, we have Morays that are under our rabbi who are teaching, you know, who's bringing the word to us each and every Sabbath in a very understandable way, in a way that even the youngest of us can understand, you know, which I really think is a blessing. You know, we've been fed the spiritual word in a very high way. You know, it's no way that any of us should think that or feel that the word that's being given on Sabbath is not the word of Yahweh. Momentarily, just for a minute or two, you know, I would like to speak about the physical side of Beth Yahweh. You know, we are entering into a period where there's a lot going on out in the world. You know, we are, as a congregation, you know, everybody is busy. You know, as a congregation, you know, the only time we see one another is on Sabbath. Now, deviating just a little bit from what, you know, I've spoken to Rabbi about, let me just say this. I'm going to put myself on the line this evening, and I'm going to ask for some help from the other young lions in the congregation. Every May, I go fishing. And when I come back with more fish than enough. But what I would like to do, put myself out there, is have us in May. Like I say, I'm going fishing. I can't recall right now. I can't think of the exact day, but I'm going to be gone for 2 days. And when I come back, I'll have more than enough fish for us to have a fish fry. You know, and when I say that, Beth Yahweh, congregation, you know, let us, you know, set aside a day in May or early June. You know, I can clean the fish and keep it on ice, you know, for a few days whereby it'll still be fresh so that we can come together and congregate and have some fun and have some activities for the kids, you know, to get involved in. You know, I when I came into Beth Yahweh, old Rabbi was there for just a short period of time, you know, but I hear you all speak quite frequently about how you all used to get together. Now, we plan vacations. Individual families, we plan vacations every year, things that we're going to do during the summer. Now, I'm going to put this out there once again. You know, Beth Yahweh, let's plan, let's come together now and plan, you know, on doing some things this summer together, you know, as a congregation, you know, with the kids, you know, set some time aside on a Sunday and let's do that. You know, but here again, let me say this again, you know, in May, I'm going fishing and you all can get back with me at some later day and let me know, you know, just what your thoughts are and, you know, how we can go about facilitating that. But, you know, I'll have the fish, I'll clean the fish myself, and I'll cook the fish. You know, wherever we are, I can cook the fish. So with that said, you know, all we got to do is, you know, like I said, you know, come together as a congregation and plan this. You know, like let's start, you know, building something together. You know, my topic tonight, my beginning topic tonight, is going to be about something that I think we all should be partaking in, and that's prepping. That's prepping. And as I get into it, we're going to see whereby if it's to be done as a congregation, we'll have to come together. We're going to have to come together and do it as a congregation. Or we can, you know, choose not to do that and each family just, you know, go about doing it on their own, you know. Whatever, you know, whatever might please, you know, each and every household, you know. But that's going to be my main topic for the evening. You know, Yahweh has blessed us in so many ways. He's given us so many things, you know. But let's never forget, you know, about his commandments. Let's never forget, you know, that that separation that he has commanded us. He's commanded us, you know, to separate ourselves from the world. You know, as a congregation, let's seriously take a look at that. Let's seriously take a look at the things that we can do to begin to separate ourselves, not just in our spiritual walk, you know, but also, you know, in our physical walk. You know, we go to stores and we purchase individually all the staples that we need for our homes. You know, there's some services that we may need that we go to outside of our congregation, you know, to receive. You know, but young lions, you know, let's come together. You know, let us sit down, you know, with Yahweh's blessing. Let us sit down, you know, and talk about how we can begin to build the nation within Beth Yahweh. You know, when we start, you know, when we start finding ways to come together as a congregation and spend our money, you know, our households are going to become more stronger because we will have more buying power within our households because we won't be taking all our money out there. You know, my last, since there's only 4 weeks to Food for Thought, the last show that I give, you know, I'm going to actually be talking about, oh boy, here I am, I'm brain dead. I'm going to be talking about how we can come together, can't think of the word, but how we can come together and begin to pool our money and, you know, and buy some of the necessities as a group. You know, how we can, you know, go out and buy a box of toilet paper. That's something that we all use. You know, we all use napkins. You know, buy boxes, of napkins instead of going to, you know, these other places and buying, you know, buying one or two. You know, this way we can save those pennies. We can have those pennies to do other things within our households. You know, there's a lot going on out in this world. A lot of things have occurred since I last came to you all. You know, a lot of things have occurred. You know, our world is changing right in front of us. Well, let me back that up. Excuse me. The world is changing right in front of us each and every day. You know, we have the blessings of Yahweh each and every day that we leave our homes. You know, we're covered by His Son, Yahushua. We're covered by His blood. But the thing that goes on out there in the world, a lot of it will affect us in some kind of a way. You know, you have China taking over everything. We have a president who is, If you really look at the finance of this country, you know, our country is in dire straits when it comes to finances. You know, like the budget, you know, so many zillions or trillions of dollars. You know, and all the money that we had, this country don't have any money. You know, if we ran our households the way our elected officials is running this country, we wouldn't have a household. But I say that to say this. There's a lot of things that's going on that has a potential to be a wildfire somewhere down the road. You know, we're looking at, you know, man has cut down every tree that he can to build a house. Man has destroyed the ecosystem, you know, in different ways. You know, we have the runoff of the land of these different chemicals into our streams. You know, it's killing fish. You know, it's causing, in certain areas, you know, they have frogs with three legs. You know, it's a lot of things, unusual things that's occurring. And it's all because of, you know, how man has treated, may as well say, has treated Yahweh. You know, man has no regard at all for the things that Yahweh has built. None at all. None at all. And we began to see natural effects to those things. You know, it shouldn't be no coincidence to anybody. You know, the fires that are in California. You know, it shouldn't be no coincidence to anybody, you know, of how certain species, you know, of fish are dying off. You know, pretty soon, if we're on capital, in order to see a squirrel, a squirrel, you're going to have to go to the zoo to see a squirrel. Because, like I said, they're killing the trees. I know where I live at, out here in Pasadena, which is somewhere in the woods, you know, but like I lived here for I don't know how long before I even saw a rat. Things are being taken away from us, you know? Like if we aren't, like I say, if we aren't, you know, if we live long enough, you know, there's going to be some type of calamity, you know, be it civil unrest, which, you know, a lot of people can, especially living in Baltimore City, can probably attest to having seen, was that Freddie Gray incident a few years ago in Baltimore City, you know, but those type of things that, you know, these are the things that we should now be taking a look at and preparing ourselves for. You know, we should never think that this is something that Yahweh wouldn't want us to do. You know, I have the utmost faith in Yahweh, but I also believe that, you know, he wants us to be prepared, you know, for things. You know, it's the reason why, you know, he gives us discernment. It's the reason why he gives us wisdom. You know, like unlike any other animal, you know, we have a higher learning than any other animal. It's not an animal that has discernment to be able to think, to be able to make decisions, to be able to make a choice, you know, as to what is good and what is bad. You know, we have those capabilities. And just like in the wintertime, for those of us that have fireplaces and use the fireplace to keep us warm, you know, we get our wood in the spring and the summer and in the early fall, so that when the winter comes, we got our wood. Well, what if we were in a situation, or congregation was in a situation, whereby there was a snowstorm and all the power grid went down? What would you do? Well, now's the time for you to start thinking about that. Now's the time for us to begin to prepare for that. You know, these are all probabilities. You know, a lot of different things can happen. You know, we've got all of these different countries that are tapping into the computers. You know, they're trying to get to the grid. You know, over in Venezuela, they just shut the power. We don't know who did it. You know, it can be said that the United States did it or whomever, but somebody shut the power down in that country. Look at some things that we could possibly do to enhance our lives a little bit if some natural occurrences were to occur, or there was civil unrest or if there was some type of disturbance that would cause us to lose some of the necessities that we're so used to. Now, when you start thinking about prepping, you know, there's a whole lot involved in it, and it's going to take more than 3 sessions for me to get into all of it, you know. But if the congregation is willing to, you know, put in the time, I'm certainly willing to put in the time to not just bring the information, but to even go a little bit further and go out and seek, go out and find. And I'm even thinking, I've thought about this before, you know, taking classes on survival. I've thought about this before. You know, I do believe that these things are going to be necessary. You know, and then come back to the congregation, you know, and share that information. We, you know, I think it was Joseph. His brothers had sold him away to slavery, thinking that they were done with him, thinking that they'd never see him again. Good riddance. You know, him being the favorite son, you know, get him out of, you know, we get rid of him. And we don't have to worry about, you know, our father lavishing him with so many things that we want. But Yahweh had a plan for all of that. Yahweh had a plan. He went to Potiphar's house, and he began to, you know, do things that Potiphar never even thought about doing. You know, but Joseph had a vision, and the vision came from Yahweh. He knew that at some point in time that it would be necessary for him to, or for them to have a storehouse of goods. He knew this. Yahweh had told him, you know, to start putting some corn away. Start putting some grain away. There's going to be a famine in the land. You know, and we have got to take heed to those things. You know, and we look at, you know, our farms, you know, getting away from prepping for a second here. You know, like a lot of our farms now are run by these commercial conglomerates. You know, they're run by big business. And the only thing big business is looking for is a profit. You know, I'm not one to play on these words, the natural words and what's the other one? The food that people are eating these days. Oh, boy. Can't think of the word right now, but we're gonna have to find a way to become a little bit more independent on some of the foods that we purchase. Really, you know, we know that there's a direct link to a lot of illnesses that we have and the foods that we eat. Everything is sprayed. Anything living is given growth hormones or antibiotics, or given antibiotics. You know, it just doesn't, you know, it doesn't fit into, it doesn't work well with our systems. The system that Yahweh has built us with, it goes against everything that he has built. You know, Yahweh didn't tell us to eat meat. He didn't tell us not to eat meat. You know, but do you think he wanted us to eat meat that has been given growth hormones or antibiotics? You know, our bodies can't rightfully regulate those type of things. But as I stated, you know, we're going to have to find ways to begin to start having some of our own. We may even want to look at, you know, especially, you know, if you weren't able to get to the store for a month or 2 months, you know, to get greens, you know, to get, you know, just the basic necessities. You know, where you going to get it from? You got to have a storehouse within your house. You got to prep. You got to be prepared, you know, to weather the storm. You know, when the weatherman talks about we're going to have 6 inches of snow, what happens? There's long lines at the gas station. You go to the grocery store, try to get milk and eggs, and can't find us. 6 inches of snow, mind you. So what do you think is going to happen? You know, like if there's some type of civil unrest, if the electrical grid go down, what's going to happen? You're not going to be able to get those things. But Beth Yahweh, we can have storehouses within our homes to provide. May not have turkey sausages and eggs, but to provide staples that will see us through each day. One day at a time now, to see us through each day. Now, I'm not going to get into what we should have or how much of this and that and the third tonight. But there are books, there are materials out there that will tell you, you know, just how much of each item that a household should have for each individual, well, for the number of individuals that are in that household. And these are things that we've got to look at. These are things that we've got to look at. And as a family, you know, we don't want to, you know, if we're going to do this as a family, then, you know, we're going to have to do this as a family. And what I mean is, you know, like not one of us should feel as though I can't do it because I can't afford to, you know. Let's have the faith that Yahweh will make a way for one and all, for one and for all. You know, but as I stated, you know, if we're going to do it as a family, we got to do it as a family and come together and sit down and plan this thing out. And not just plan it out, but what I was thinking, Matt, I was talking to another family about this. If something were to happen, and, you know, a lot of us, you know, none of us, especially at my work, well, we all work separate from where our spouse works at. You know, how will we get in touch with our spouse? Okay, cell phone. Okay. What if you don't have a cell phone? Or, you know, what if you have a family member that's 15, 20 miles from home? You know, what are you going to do to make sure they're safe? You know, because that's you know, I'm sure that would be really nerve-wracking to know that, you know, your child is in school and you're unable to get to your child because of what's going on. Well, you know, these are things that we got to sit down and take a look at and try to find solutions for them. There's some solutions for them, you know, that has been talked about, you know, but it's just so many things. It's just so many things. And, you know, and not to take anything for granted. Not to take anything for granted. You know, whenever there's an emergency, you know, a lot of time we think about emergency, we think about health. Okay. So do we have emergency kits in our homes? You know, I've talked about this before. You know, there's certain herbs that we all should have in our homes and be not just have them in our homes, but know what to do with them. You know, tea tree, just to give you one, tea tree oil should be in everybody's house. For real. Should be in everyone's home. You know, but these are things that we're going to have to sit down, take a look at, and make decisions and do. It's you know, it's a long list of things. It's a long list of things, and it's not something that can be done overnight. You know, we to have food, you got to have storage bins. You know, you got to have ways of preserving. You know, it's a lot involved. You know, and I can understand it if somebody were to say that, you know, like I ain't got the time. I can understand it if somebody were to say, you know, like, well, you know, that's not something that I think I want to do. I can understand it. I'm a firm believer that everything ain't for everybody. But Yahweh has given us free will, and we have choices. You know, that would be your choice. But I'm here tonight, you know, speaking to the congregation about these things. And prayfully, at the end of this particular class, you know, we all sit down, each individual household, you know, have conversations about it. You know, have conversations about what it is you feel you need to do. You know, how you're going to be in touch with your spouse or your child if they happen to be in college. You know, what you're going to do. How you going to ensure that they're safe. Because, just as long as I'm talking to you, you know, like if something were to happen, you know, I want to know where Eliana is. You know, matter of fact, I was in here one night. I think it was a couple of Sabbaths ago. And I didn't know where Eliana was. And I saw in the news where there was a shooting over at Rundle Mills Mall. And I said to myself, oh, my gosh. And like I said, I didn't know where Eliana was. But what did I do? I got on the phone, and I called her because I wanted to know. You know, I wanted to make sure she was safe. I wanted to make sure she was safe. And I'm sure, you know, any and every parent to have a child that's within the hearing of this, you know, would want to know the same thing. And if anything else, you know, anything else were to happen, you want to make sure that your child is safe. And, you know, those are the kind of things, those are the things that we need to take a look at. You know, we don't just want to, you know, it's not just about putting food in the pantry, you know, but it's also about making sure, you know, that our loved ones, you know, are safe, you know, that they are out of harm's way. You know, Beth Yahweh, it's a lot to do. You know, it's something that if it's done as a congregation, you know, there's a possibility it could bring us closer. You know, living in Baltimore City is living in Baltimore City is. How can I put this? Well, just being in the city, you know, brings on a whole lot of different circumstances. You know, one thing about the congregation, there's a lot of congregation living within the city. You know, there should be no reason why households that are close to one another shouldn't be able to either communicate with one another or help one another, you know, during a crisis. You know, surely, you know, if something were to occur, you know, like I think each and every member would want to know, you know, like how another member is doing. You know, we got to find ways of communicating that everybody is okay within the congregation. You know, these are things that the congregation, you know, should be doing. It's you know, it's a mean old cruel world out there that we're living in. And it's not getting better. The same way we see changes in the weather, there's changes, a lot of other changes in the world that we're living in. You know, fortunately, you know, like as long as we're faithful to Yahweh's word, we can have faith and know that he's going to protect us. But we've also got a part to play. We also have a part to play. You know, earlier, you know, yesterday, actually, class was supposed to have been yesterday. You know, I didn't call Rabbi till, I don't know what time it was I called it, but I had an anxiety attack. You know, for as long as I've been sober, you know, I've gotten up in front of groups and been able to speak on, you know, subjects. But I got an anxiety attack, and I just couldn't get over it. Could not get over it. You know, I called my wife, and she been in the job that she's in now. She really couldn't talk to her until she got off from work. But I know that these things that I'm telling you all today, you know, like, well, I can say I know, you know, but I feel as though, you know, it's something that Yahweh want me to say to you all. You know, if we take a look at, matter of fact, let's take a look at this. Proverbs 6 through 8. You know, prayfully you got your Bibles beside you, but if you don't, I'm going to read it to you anyway. Okay? Here we go. Proverbs 6 through 8. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, proveth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. Okay, I'm gonna read 9. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Ants are always busy. You know, you drop a crumb of bread on the ground, and you don't see an ant. But if you wait long enough, they will appear. And you know, those little creatures, you see one or two little ants carrying this great big crumb. You'd be wondering how they do it. You'd be wondering how they do it. Well, Beth Yahweh, that's us. We need to get busy. We need to get busy. You know, young lions, you know, we need to... you know, take control and understand that Yahweh has, he's given us a blessing. But he's also given us a job to do in maintaining this, maintaining the congregation, leading this congregation spiritually and physically. You know, let us begin to not just plant the seeds, but let us, you know, come together, young lions. You know, let us come together and begin to water those seeds and see some fruit coming from them. You know, I spoke to the rabbi, you know, about Brother Brown and Brother Eliezer. You know, within those two brothers, you know, there's a lot of spirituality, but there's a lot of wisdom also. There's a lot of wisdom also. Those brothers can probably help us in ways that will, you know, help us to grow this congregation. Yeah, I know it might sound like I'm rambling. I've deviated from the prepping. Just allow me to do that momentarily. But you know, what we're talking about now is going to require all hands on deck. It's going to require all hands on deck. You know, Brother Brown has been through quite a bit in his time. So has Brother Eliezer. Brother Brown has seen a few wars. You know, he's Brother Brown has lived through a time when his family had to be prepared for certain things. I'm pretty sure if he were to tell you, if you were to ask him, he would tell you that. You know, let us not have that wisdom and not tap into it, not use it. You know, there's a reason why those brothers are with us. It's the reason why. But, you know, Yahweh has blessed us. You know, they are a blessing to us. Let us find ways that, you know, we can tap into, you know, what we have so that we can prepare ourselves for what's to come. Yeah, you know, we have the Morays preparing us spiritually. They're preparing us spiritually, and they're doing a magnificent job of it. You know, I spoke to Rabbi, you know, like when you see David Well, you know, come to his classes on Sabbath mornings, you know, like, you know, if you can't see the spiritual growth in that brother, you know, something wrong with you. You know, yeah, I'm deviating again. You know, but there was a time, you know, like when, you know, I'm not going to say he wouldn't bring a message, but, you know, like on the message that he's bringing down is, man, it's hard not to understand it. It's hard, you know, he's bringing it, but not just him, you know, all of the Morays, and it's a blessing, you know. I want to say, where else can you go and get it? I don't know. I haven't sorted out. But I do know that on Sabbath, you can come into Beth Yahweh and get it. You know, but Young Lions, I keep using that. You know, I keep using that because I want you all to hear me. And I'm not bashing. You know, I'm here to bring a word. You know, by wanting to resonate with the men, because, you know, we're supposed to be the leaders. Yahweh has put the women in the back of the camp, and they are silent. They are silent. So, Young Lions, you know, we're going to have to lead. You know, we're going to have to, you know, we're doing that spiritually. Spiritually, we're doing that. Yahweh is strengthening you all. You know, Yahweh has given us a shepherd that is unlike any shepherd. His understanding of the word, you know, like, I don't know what to say. His understanding of the word is strong. You know, I'm not going to say that there's nothing that you can't ask him about the word that he can't tell you, but I do know this, that if you ask him and he doesn't have that answer for you today, he'll have it for you tomorrow. You know, Yahweh is guiding him. Excuse me. And he's feeding us. He's feeding us. But Young Lions, you know, we've got to come together and begin to lead this congregation in towards a better economic future, you know, for us all. And I say, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to bring forth, you know, some information about, oh, yeah, I go again, I'm brain dead, y'all. Oh, boy, I don't have my wife here, so I can't hit on her to give me the word. But, you know, I'm going to be bringing forth information of how we can come together and start buying things in bulk and saving some money. But there's got to be other ways that as a congregation, we can do things to keep more money in our households. Got to be other ways. Got to be other ways. You know, like, let's come together, as I say, let's come together and talk about some of these things. But I'm finished ranting. Now let me get back to prepping. There are several basic things to prepping that we're going to be taking a look at. Five different things. You know, we got to get our homes ready. You know, like some folks suggest that you have at least a 2-week supply of various items in your household that you can live on for 2 weeks. You also got to be, you know, aware. You know, you got to be mentally aware when something happens, so that you can make a move in a moment's notice, you know, in a lot of instances. You know, then there's going to be practice and planning. You know, down the road, there's going to be things that we're going to have that's going to be new to us. You know, so we're going to have to start practicing and planning those things. You know, every year, each and every year, you know, Yahweh give us a commandment where we have to leave our homes and go out into the wilderness. Well, that's the time to start practicing some of these things. Really. You know, we can practice making fires. You know, prayerfully, you know, we won't have to use none of these things. But, you know, if things just so happen, if you just so happen to need it, you got it. You got it. You know, we can practice, you know, using those things. You know, a thought came to me last night. You know, I don't know if it's true or not, but when we are out at Sukkot, you know, like, we drive our cars back and forth to the area to have service. You know, should we not be walking? I don't know. That's just a question. Should we not be walking? Those of us that can. You know, but there's, you know, but Sukkot is a very good spiritual time for us, just like we're getting ready to come into High Holy Days now. You know, this is a good time, you know, to start to do some of these things. You know, in a few weeks, you know, we're going to be cleaning out our physical. No, I'm sorry. We're going to be cleaning out our homes to get the leaven out. You know, it's also a good time to get the leaven out of the body. It's a good time to clean out this storehouse. You know. You know, so, you know, even in on the spiritual things that Yahweh has commanded us to do, you know, we can also look at that as a time, you know, to do some things physically. You know, I usually do a 5 or 6 day cleanse, you know, during that period of time. I don't know if I'll do it this year or not, but I'm going to do something. May not be 5 days, may not be 6 days, but I'm going to do something. And I think we all should. You know, sacrificing. You know, that's what's going to be. That's if we are in a position where there's civil unrest, or you know, where we have to use these things that we've prepped for, we're going to know what sacrificing really is. You know, we're going to know what sacrificing really is, because you're not going to have access to all these goody things that we have to satisfy us. You know, we're not going to have access. I know for me, you know, I probably miss them, you know, chocolate chip cookies that I lack. But that'll be okay. That'll be okay. But, you know, if we began to practice cleansing on a regular basis, you know, like when times like that come, you know, mentally, you know, you're prepared for it. You know, and even in cleansing, you know, like it's a godly act. You know, I speaking about myself, you know, when I'm cleansing, you know, I've got to pray a lot. Because, you know, my mind is telling me that, you know, it wants this and it wants that. All the things that I'm trying to cleanse myself of are the things that my mind is telling me that it wants. You know, so, you know, I got to depend on Yahweh. I got to get strength from him to overcome those thoughts. You know, some people might say it's the devil. I don't know. Maybe it is the devil telling me that. But I know one thing. You know, it's a serious urge that I want, you know, to have these things. But it gets the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. But down the road, if all of a sudden, you know, all those things are cut off from you, it's going to be very difficult, you know, to deal with certain things, because we so used to having, we speak to Brother Brown about that. I'm pretty sure he can tell you about the times when they didn't have. You know, Brother Brown had been through the depression era. We haven't seen that. Now, that's supposed to have been one of the worst times in the history of this country. You know, but Brother Brown lived through those kind of times. You know, but we have to learn to sacrifice. And as I say, it's not easy. It's not easy. No. But one other thing that it tells you in prepping, you know, is to share and recruit. You know, because really, the more people that you have doing this, the easier it is, or the easier it can be. That's what I'm doing now. I'm recruiting. I'm recruiting. You know, but don't do it because I want you to do it. And you know, because this. But I say again, you know, in all seriousness, you know, it's something that. I believe all our households should be taking a look at, because we don't know when or where these things are going to, you know, something is going to occur, and we're going to need to be prepared. You know, I wasn't in Baltimore City when the Freddie Gray incident occurred. But I'm sure a lot of the brothers and sisters that are from Baltimore, you know, experienced some type of, I'm pretty sure that it impacted their lives in some kind of a way. You know, even if it meant that you had to be in traffic longer than you normally would, you know, that's, you know, that can be pretty bad, you know. But all these things, you know, got to be, you know, when we sit down and prep, all these kind of things are the things that's got to be talked about. All these kind of things are the type of things that's got to be, that we've got to find reasonable substitutes for, you know. How many of us, you know, like, How many of us would really be able to walk? You know, if you couldn't, you know, if you were stuck in traffic and let's just say you were a couple miles, I ain't gonna say 5 miles, but you was a couple miles from home and it was a real crisis. Traffic bogged down. Everybody blowing their horns to get out, you know, get out of the way here and get out of the way. How many of us would really be able to walk a couple miles home? You know, think about that. Think about it. For real. You know, I'm not telling anybody, you know, go out and buy a gym membership or anything, but our temples should be healthy enough that unless there's some type of medical condition that we would be able to do that. And one thing I know, you know, just from at one time being an avid runner, is that Yahweh will make a way. I know this, and I'm sure a lot of you know, because of different things in your lives, but Yahweh will make a way out of no way. He will help you to overcome what you may think is impossible. Because I know when I was out there training to run, you know, and I was running 13 miles, some of the places I was running at, you know, like I look up and I see this hill. I'd already put in 8 miles, and now I got this hill that looked like it's so insurmountable that I cannot make it. I'm not going to make it, you know. But, you know, a lot of times I had to pray. You know, and I can recall one time that Sean and I was running a race over in Baltimore City. I can't recall the name of the hospital, but that was one of the most difficult races I ever ran. And the only one I ever walked in, only one. And only because in that particular race, I didn't call on Yahweh. And I didn't think about it till that was all over with. You know, I hit a hill just at the end of the race. I hit a hill, and that hill was, oh, man. But usually when I would hit a hill, I would call on Yahweh. You know, because the body would be beat up. And the same thing, you know, if we are put in positions, you know, where we got to save ourselves, you know, we're going to call on Yahweh. He's going to see us through it. But, you know, we're going to have to put in some time to try and get ourselves in a much better physical shape. You know, I don't know. They sound like I'm preaching now, but these are just things that these are things that we should all take a look at. We don't know where we're gonna be. We don't know when something is gonna happen. You know, believe it or not, I have a fear when I go through that daggone tunnel. We riding underwater. I have a fear of that. But I tell you what, if anything was to ever happen while I'm in that tunnel, I already got a plan. And I'm not going to hesitate. Put my plan in action. I already have a plan. You know, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, we got to think ahead of time. Got to think ahead of time. You know, we got to be constantly, you know, because this world that we're living in, it doesn't give us second chances. That world outside of Beth Yahweh doesn't give us second chances. You know, we have a brother within our congregation that knows the art of self-defense. You know, we all don't have to be black belts. We don't have to be masters, but if we could just master a couple of things, you know, You know, I, you know, when Eliana's out here, you know, in the evenings, when she's out here at night, you know, like, I don't always say, tell her, you know, but I'd be concerned about her. You know, whenever she needs out of my presence, the one thing I always tell her, be safe. And it's not that I don't have faith that Yahweh is with her, you know, because I do. But I want her to be aware, you know, of what it is that she's doing while she's out here. And we all should be, you know, prepared. You know, getting back, I'm off course again. Getting back on the topic of prepping again. You know, it's all the same, you know, being prepared. It's all the same, being prepared, you know, having knowledge beforehand of what you're going to do when it rains. When it rains, you know, when Yahweh sends rain from the heavens, you know, we don't walk around the same way in the rain that we walk when the sun is shining. We're prepared mentally. We know that we're going to put on our boots and the raincoat. Okay? So when these other calamities come along, we're going to have to, you know, have the same mentality. We're going to have to know what we're going to do. And we can't wait until, you know, you don't wait until it rains before you go out and buy a raincoat. Excuse me. You have that raincoat beforehand just in case it's going to rain. Just in case it's going to rain. Be prepared. This is the same thing I'm talking about now. Just in case there's civil unrest, we need to know what to do. Just in case the electricity goes down, we need to know what to do. We need to have alternative energy. We need, we need to look at these things, people. There's strength in numbers. And as a congregation, you know, like, as a congregation, you know, we should want to all be able to get on the same boat and go in the same direction. You know, it would be a sad day for something to happen and for a family not to be prepared, for one family over on this side of Baltimore, down the street, around the corner, or a few blocks away, not be prepared, and then have a family, the other family, to be prepared. And you got to call him up. Well, we ain't got no toilet paper down here. Can you, you know, give us some toilet paper? Or we ain't got, let us not, you know, fall into, you know, that trap. You know, there's, you know, it's, nah, let's not fall into that trap. You know, let us, you know, come together and in all seriousness, you know, prepare in all seriousness. This isn't something to really be taken lightly, because as I said, you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing. It's not something that's going to be done in a month. You know, there's a lot of things that's got to be done. A lot of things that's got to be done. And these things are going to be done over periods of time. You know, some of us may be up for it, some of us may not. I'm up for it. Some of us may not be. But, you know, as I say, you know, take some time in your households this evening or tomorrow evening or whenever, you know, you get the time, you know, and have a conversation. Say, if you know, and if it's something that, you know, your household feels that they want to do, you know, let's all come together, sit down, and bring your notes from your household, and I bring my notes from my household, and let's get a game plan going where we can begin this journey so that I won't have to worry about whether or not you're going to have enough water in your house when something happens. For real. Because it might be so bad where I can't get up out of my house and come to your house and bring it to you. You know, but as I said, it's a lot involved in this. There's a lot of different areas, and one person is not going to be able to do it. It's going to have to be, you know, if it's going to be done as a group, you know, the workload is going to have to be shared amongst us. You know, if I was just going to do it for myself, I could do it for my household. You know, but as a family, you know, like we need to come together. And as I stated, it's a lot to do, and it's going to have to be a shared adventure. We'll have to be a shared adventure. You know, everybody, all the lions, because if you have a household, you're the head. You know, so that's the reason why I said all the lions. So all the lions, you know, will have to, you know, sit down and, well, all the lions are going to have to be responsible for doing certain things. You know, it's going to be a journey. But I pray and ask Yahweh to give each and every one of us in our households the strength and the conviction to see it through. You know, like I said, there's already a couple families that's doing this, to my surprise. And it's serious. It's serious. And they tell me, you know, they ain't got time for no whole lot of hearing and harm. I was surprised. But they, you know, they take what they're doing quite seriously. You know, but you know, I hadn't really expected to run this long this week, but I'm going to cut it short here because it sounds like I'm rambling, and I don't want to do a lot of that. I really want to, you know, since Brother Yaquiel, you know, has given me this opportunity, I want to take this opportunity to bring you all information, you know, and not what I feel, you know, and so I'm going to cut it off right here, and just pray, you know, that something that I said this evening has planted a seed, and that if you don't do nothing but, you know, just take a look at it, you know, and see if it's something that you want to do and something for your household. And as I said, and if it is, then, you know, let us all come together and break some bread and see what we can do to begin, you know, this journey of prepping together. But with that said, I'm going to end this class thanking Brother Yaquiel's message. He stated that next week the class will be on Wednesdays. Well, yes, the class will be next Wednesday, and come next Wednesday I will have, you know, a structured lesson to give on prepping, the beginnings of it, and we can go from there. I don't believe there's a way that I can interact with the congregation through this line, but Yah willing, I will be at Shabbat on the weekend, on the seventh day. And if there's any questions that anyone should have, please feel free, you know, to come and ask me. And we can begin this journey together. So with that, you know, I'm just going to close and thank Yahweh for the strength, for the health, you know, to be able to come here and to pass this message on to you all. Rabbi. Okay. So I guess he can't communicate with me through voice. But okay, I'm going to close it out with a short prayer. And may Yahweh be with you all, family. Heavenly Father, As we close, dear God, we just want to thank you for the time that you've given us this evening to share. Heavenly Father, the time that you've given us to come together, dear God. Oh, Father, even though we're not in a closed room with one another, Heavenly Father, I feel the presence of each and every household, Heavenly Father, and I can feel, Heavenly Father, your being with us, dear God. Oh, Yahweh, bless us in our walk in the coming days, dear God. Keep and protect each and every household in Beth Yahweh. In this and all things, I pray in Yahushua's name. Amen.
Listen, Eden is kingdom. An Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. To live a life that's simple, a life that's full, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We reveal a new one.
Come on, y'all, and tell them, say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden.
Our thinking,
know our design,
and our Father's plan.
Oh yes, it's time.
Oh yes, it's time.
We get back to kingdom.
We get back to kingdom.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We take our stand.
We were deemed to live a life that's simple, a life that's full, a life that's rich and simple. It is my goal.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our mind.
But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody. Say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now right
Eden,
here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Blessing is on.